The psalm for today is Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20. The King James says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Selah. Selah means stop and think about it. Are you loaded with his benefits? Yes. Just look up, fix your eyes on him, and you'll see them all. Amen. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. The New Living Translation says, "Praise the Lord, praise God our Savior, for each day he carries us in his arms." Wow. And then it says interlude. Interlude means stop. Don't go on yet. Go back to what you just heard. Do you see yourself being carried in his arms? Take a look. It's a nice, nice, nice place to be. Goes on then. Our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord rescues us from death. The Passion Translation says, "What a glorious Lord. He gives us our salvation over and over. Then daily he carries our burdens." Pause in his presence. See him carrying all your burdens. Our God is a mighty God who saves us over and over, for the Lord Yahweh rescues us from death many times. Amen. And the final time is we get eternal life. I like that feeling. We know with a confidence Shirley Browning is tap dancing in heaven right now. Amen. Because she has eternal life.
I think that's called a really good dance.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. The Life Application Bible says about this verse, "God sets his people free and crushes his enemies. Salvation is freedom from sin and death. Those who refuse to turn to God will be crushed by sin and death." And folks, let me stop. That's the world out there. That's your neighbors. Those are the people you come in contact with. Be bold and invite them to eternal life. Amen. I'm not an evangelist, but I think I just was. Those who refuse to turn to God will be crushed by sin and death. They will be trapped by the sin they loved and destroyed by the death they feared. How much better will it be for those who love God and the fear and do fear the consequences of sin? Spurgeon, in Treasury of David, states, "God's benefits are not few or light. They are loads. Neither are they intermittent, but they come daily. Nor are they confined to one or two favorites. For all Israel can say," and as we're saved, are we a part of Israel?
Oh, yeah.
Amen, amen. "He loadeth us with benefits." DeLitch reads it, "He daily bears our burden." And Alexander says, "Whoever lays a load upon us, the mighty God is our salvation. If he himself burdens us with sorrow, he gives us strength sufficient to sustain it. And if others endeavor to oppress us, there is no cause for fear, for the Lord will come to rescue his people. Happy nation to be subdued by a king whose yoke is easy and who secures his people from all fear of foreign burdens, which their foes might try to force upon them. Even the God of our salvation, a name most full of glory to him and consolation to us. No matter how strong the enemy, we shall be delivered out of his hands. For God himself as king undertakes to save his people from all harm."
Amen.
Not just a little, but all. Amen. Let's stand this morning and let's say this from the Passion Translation as we go on into worship.
Oh, I love this
first phrase. "What a glorious Lord. He gives us our salvation over and over. Then daily he carries our burdens. Pause in his presence. Amen. He does it. Our God is a mighty God who saves us over and over. For the Lord Yahweh rescues us death many times. Amen. Our Lord God, is he absolutely the most powerful? Amen.
Amen.
And does he take care of you?
Amen.
Over and over?
Yeah.
Amen.